For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Raves. Arkansas State University's Department of Theater presents their production, God of Carnage, starting next weekend. Telling us more about this production is instructor of theater at Arkansas State, Brandon Sterrett. He's a director of the performance. This is his interview.
So The God of Carnage was originally written by Yasmina Reza. She's a French playwright, and it was written in her native language and adapted in 2008 by Christopher Hampton. It premiered at the John Gielgud Theater in the West End. Ralph Fiennes was in that production. Then it came to the States. It was on Broadway. We had James Gandolfini, Marcia Gay Harden, Hope Davis, and Jeff Daniels in that production.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is essentially there's two little boys, or two young boys, who get in a fight. They're 10 and 11. You get in a fight, and another one hits the other one in the mouth with a stick, knocks out two of his teeth. And the parents get together that following day to try to process that, make amends, figure out how they're going to handle it. Essentially, they're trying to avoid what I think most of us would want to do, which is devolve into, you know, slaughtering each other with lawsuits and bad manners and all of that business.
Right.
It turns out to be a pretty bad idea because they end up behaving just as badly as their children.
And it's something about saying that I was reading this from a press release about this, saying that while the evening begins with polite pleasantries, it veers off course into what's called, quote, a rum-fueled vitriol as adults devolve into bickering children.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. That's spot on.
So tell us, is this your first production that you have that you've done by way of directing here at A-State?
So I was the artistic director for the Fringe Festival, which was last semester. And since then, this is my first direction process. So this one, I'm more hands-on. As the artistic director, it was more sort of like pushing people in a certain direction. This is my second time, or my first time to be as hands-on as I am with this production.
How have things been going so far?
I have got a fantastic cast. I am just tickled pink with them. I really pushed them at the beginning of rehearsal to try to be ready and ready to go on day one, and they were. They have put in a level of work that I would expect of professionals, and they have done it without any hiccups or complaint or anything. So I'm incredibly proud of them. It's going quite well.
So tell us, what are some of the challenges by way of, you know, taking something like this and actually directing it here, you know, kind of putting all the pieces together, mm-hmm. doing that? I know it has to be a challenging task.
Yeah, it is a challenging task. This one in particular is challenging because it is what's classified as a black comedy. In fact, there was a 2011 film adaptation of this, and I watched it in preparation for this, and it is not funny. It's not funny. It's very, very black, that particular production is. And the text can be that, but it can also be quite funny. I mean, what makes it uncomfortable is that these are adults with adult experiences and adult tools behaving like children, you know, and that can be really ugly. Or it can be really funny, depending on how you couch it. And so one of the challenges has been to find where that line is in this particular text.
So if you don't mind, could you give us an example of that, where you might have some people who might say, oh my goodness, did they just say that? And others might be just laughing hysterically. Can you give us an example of that, please?
Yeah, there's a particular moment where one of the characters says that violence is a rite of passage and it belongs on the playground. And the context of it is that the two parents are arguing vehemently over who is at fault and who has the greatest fault. And the reality is that none of them actually knows because none of them were actually there. And one of the fathers claims that this should just not be an issue. We shouldn't argue at all about this. And I think while we can all agree that knocking people's teeth out is not a good thing, right? Arguing it in the way that they do is is pretty ridiculous.
And probably what makes it that way is because we can all picture ourselves being in that situation.
Yeah, I think so. We all have our own moments of anger.
Yeah.
You know, and I think when we see someone doing that, we can recognize that.
And I know it takes a real talent for students to be able to portray that something that's off of the, you know, that's off the page and be able to put that dialogue into action. That in itself, I imagine, is a huge skill and challenge. How do you direct people to do stuff like that?
Well, that takes training. There are a few really special people who have a great deal of talent and a really strong imagination and have a knack for it, and they can do it really easily and really quickly. The students that are in this production are all upperclassmen. They have had multiple classes in script analysis, in acting technique, and all of that stuff. And it takes just practice. It takes a lot of time to sort of get into a text that is as dense as this one is, and to be able to bring that alive. The primary tools are imagination and personal connection. So the thing that I like to tell my students all the time is that acting, the definition of acting is real behavior in imaginary circumstances. And that sounds maybe like it would be pretty easy to do, but it actually takes a lot of work to get your imagination into a place where you can do that, especially when you're doing it with words that were written 11 years ago by someone you've never met who speaks another language.
and because I would imagine the way that we speak today and the way in just regular English and the way it was spoken then, as you say, in French, I believe it was, and something else. Wow, just that alone would be very challenging. But you have a very talented cast that has been putting all this together. Let's talk about the cast, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, let's do it.
So tell us about who are the main characters. You said that this is a small cast, right?
It is. That's right. There's only four people in the show, only four characters in the show. There's two married couples, Alan and Annette, and those are played by Carson Ecker and Amy Fawn. And then there is Veronica and Michael, and they're played by Haley Scott and Bryce Moore.
And I really am excited about this particular play, God of Carnage. And if people want to see this, and tell us information about where the performances are going to be, when they are, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, the show opens on February 21st. It runs for 2 weekends, starting at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday. And it is at the Fowler Center, which is over there near the arena. So you first enter that main drive into the university and take that first ride onto Olympic. You'll see the Fowler Center over there on the left. And we're there in the Simpson Theater, which I'm really excited. It's a small, intimate theater that really lends itself to this small cast. You really get an opportunity to see the actors really shine.
Yeah, and that's a great intimate place to be able to kind of watch that. With such a small place, by way of setting up the set and that and having that, it also seems like that having a smaller place like that would be probably really conducive for maybe a play like this that has like four characters and maybe not an elaborate set like you might have for other productions.
That's exactly right. The strength of the Black Box, the strength of the Simpson is that intimacy and the imagination that it kind of encourages the audience to use themselves, I think is really fun. It's not a kitchen sink drama with everything sort of laid out for you. You get a lot of opportunities to really participate in your own way, which I think is one of the strengths of theater.
God of Carnage will be taking place. And once again, that'll be starting on February the 21st and 22nd, the 23rd, and then on the 28th and 29th. Tickets are on sale for that, $15. Students are $10 for a ticket. And if people want more information on this, what do they need to do?
You can check out the theater department's website through the A-State website. That's the best way to do it there. And then if you want to get tickets, there's a link on that site there. And you can also, anytime, you can call the box office here at the university, or you can call the theater department to get more information.
Could you tell us about the rehearsal process and how that goes?
Yeah, absolutely. So the cast got the script before the Christmas break. And so I asked them to be off book and to be working to be off book. That means having their lines memorized by the end of the first week of rehearsal. So we got in and we spent the first week at the table, which meant we read the play out loud without getting up, without moving, trying, really working to just understand it and to understand how each of these individual actors could connect to their individual characters. And then we went onto the MLK weekend and they came back and I said, all right, guys, we're getting on our feet and you gotta be away from your books. So we came in and they were allowed to have their book in hand. We started rough blocking the show, which means basically we sort of tell them the general places to stand, right? And then you just keep fine tuning from there. And we're into the second week of that fine tuning now and it's going really well.
So how is it, by way, how long is this play, if you don't mind?
That's a great question. On the page, it's 44 pages, and in the space, it's going to be probably about 60 minutes.
Okay. How do you get them to where, well, let me ask it this way. It would seem to me that memorizing that much information, and that would be a huge challenge. How do you teach students or help students? Is there a process that they go through besides just, you know, general repetition on how to be able to get that much material in such a short amount of time?
There's a lot of different philosophies on how to memorize when you're getting ready to act. One of the most effective ways is to do what's called script analysis first. So you go through and you try to figure out, well, what does my character want and what are they doing to get it? And when you understand that, that sort of helps to guide the story, the trajectory of the story, which gives you a really strong path forward through the memorization because you understand sort of what it is that you want and what words would make sense to use in the pursuit of that. Another way to do it is you'll have some methods will say, just sit down and memorize it without any emotion, without any inflection, without anything, and just memorize it by rote. And the method behind that, or the thought behind that, is that when you get into the space, you haven't accidentally memorized it only one way, and it's much easier to work off of what's happening in the room.
Right.
In both cases, it's a lot of repetition.
Right, I would imagine so. But I know they've been doing a really good job with that. So
yes.
We're excited about this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Guard of Carnage taking place. Thank you so much for coming in the studio. Before we let you run, is there anything else you'd like to add about this, please?
This is such an interesting piece because it really explores the things that we all have a desire to do. We all want to protect our own. We all want to protect our family, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when we allow that to be more important than what is right, and without considering other people and that they also need to be taken care of and protected, that's when we go awry. And I think this particular play does a great job of asking serious questions about that and also pointing out the silliness that we're capable of when we don't really pay attention to those impulses.
And that's Brandon Starrett on A-State Connections on KASU. Performances for God of Carnage will be at Arkansas State University's Fowler Center. They'll be held February 21st and 22nd at 7:30, February 23rd at 2 o'clock, and February 28th and 29th at 7:30. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.